do things your way. Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and His desires for His children.
Hi everyone, Charmin here with you today. I'm so thankful to be in your presence. We are going to speak about sowing and harvesting. And I'm going to start by saying tomorrow's harvest is dependent on what is being sown today. It is like a gardener who puts in their garden what they want to harvest in the future. The harvest is the future of the seed that has been sown and is confined to the seeds that have been sown. Therefore, the gardener should not expect to harvest from the garden what they have not sown. In the same way, one should not expect a harvest of what he or she has not sown. One's harvest can be known by the seed that he or she has sown. Seed is not only money, but whatever one does to others. The expectation of one's harvest is in your seed or seeds. What do you want to harvest tomorrow? What would you not want to reap in the future? What have you sown, or what are you sowing? You will only reap tomorrow what you have sown today. Your future experiences are tied to your seed attitude today. One sows in the way he or she behaves. The way one treats their fellow human being is seed sown in their own life. One's behavior, one's attitude, and one's response towards others are seeds that one sows in the garden of their own life, and it will become the future harvest from others. One can only change one's harvest by changing the seed that one sows. In the light of this truth, everything one wants to harvest tomorrow, the equivalent seed must be sown today. Don't expect to reap tomorrow what you did not sow today. Sow what is good in the lives of others, and you will receive the same tomorrow. In this context, one's happiness or sorrow in the future depends on what they sow today. Be selective in the seeds that you are sowing, and you will harvest your choice crop tomorrow. So in other words, see yourself as a farmer. You're a farmer, but you want to harvest. Yes, and what you want to reap in your tomorrow when it's harvest time. You sow today. So we sow in seeds of kindness. We are sowing seeds of love. We are sowing seeds of mercy. We are sowing seeds of forgiveness. We are sowing seeds of not being judgmental, because these things come back to us. And this is a law of life that God has given to us in His Word. So look around you today in your office, in your community, even when you go to a restaurant and maybe you may feel led to pay for a meal for someone, or to repair a gate for someone in the neighborhood, or just a kind word to encourage someone who may be going through a severe illness, or just, I don't want to say a bad day because all days are good, but maybe having a rough time during the day. There's always something that we can say to encourage someone. Even let somebody out when they're driving on the road, you know. So bear these things in mind as we go about our day. And I thank you for listening yet another time. Until.
Hear the voice of the Lord, all you people of earth. Be ready to obey what He says. With one voice, let us say, we will do things your way. Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Thank you for tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.